Good morning and welcome to Lincoln County Connections. This is a new program here being broadcast on the Aquinnah Bay Communications Radio Station, so you may be listening to us in Lincoln City on KBCH or in Walport on KWDP or right here in Newport on KNPT. We're so excited now to have brought Lincoln County Connections here to the Aquinnah Bay Communications Radio Stations. That means we're getting countywide coverage, and we couldn't be happier about that. If you're new and hearing this program for the first time, Lincoln County Connections talks about news, talks to people, talks about events all related to Lincoln County government. And of course, that's a pretty big color palette considering that Lincoln County government is your government. And I am the public information officer for Lincoln County. I work in the Board of Commissioners Department. I work with emergency services, and I work with all county departments to work on our communication strategies to get word out to you about what is happening with your local government. On the program today, Jenny Virginia Damaris is with us. She's our emergency manager, and also her daughter is here with us today, Jamie. Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm really glad that you brought her along. She is really, really a wonderful kid. And it's so excited that you're on the program, Jenny. I get to work with you quite a bit. It's always a pleasure to hear your knowledge and hear your understanding and the good work that you do as our emergency manager. So how are things going today?
Today is a great day.
Every day is a great day for you.
The dock is gone. It's a great day.
Well, you know, that dock, it's been quite an amazing thing to have show up in our community. And there's a bigger backstory about that, and I know we've been talking about it for a while. But maybe we can get into that a little bit later and touch on,
yeah, that'd be great.
You know, marine debris and what we're looking at and in the future, what we can expect. But Virginia, as our emergency manager, and I know you like to go by Jenny, maybe you could tell us, what the heck do you do?
Yeah, well, what I would say for the first and foremost, I kind of jokingly tell people I'm the worst case scenario thinker in the county. So mm-hmm. It's my job to do that hazard analysis of what could our county and our residents be affected by. And then I help our local jurisdictions and within the county government itself plan for that. So what we do is we ensure that we have plans in place to mitigate those type of natural disasters that could occur, or technology-based disasters or human-made disasters that could potentially occur. And we check and we make sure that we have mutual aid agreements in place, that we know what our resources are, how can we access them, that we have the right protocols in place to declare an emergency if need be, how do we get resources from the state. And then the other side of my job is all about public outreach and being an advocate for the residents and public safety agencies of Lincoln County. So, for example, you know, we have 8 fire districts, 4 law enforcement agencies, you know, a couple of ambulance service providers, but they don't have the time to be able to attend all of the meetings that really are provided to them from the state or from other agencies. And so what I do, I have that flexibility of being a full-time emergency manager, which in our county, I'm the only full-time emergency manager in the county for any of our public safety agencies. Everyone else has that added to their job duties. So then what I do is I attend the meetings and get the reference information. I forward it to them. So I'm really acting as their liaison to the outside information and training resources that are available to them, and then bring it to them, filter it out, figure out what's really important, and make sure that they get the information that they need and that we don't miss grant deadlines or timelines or opportunities that we could bring here.
Could you talk briefly about when we're in an incident, we activate this thing called the Emergency Operations Center, and talk about really that tree of delegation that occurs and why that's important that somebody like the county take the lead if circumstances warrant it.
So what you're referring to, they refer to it as an EOC, an Emergency Operations Center. And the function of that at the county level is to either, A, operationally help manage the situation if it's not in one of our city jurisdictions that would already have agencies available to respond to that, so our unincorporated areas. The other side of Emergency Operations Center is to act as a resource center for another municipality or district that currently has an event that's going on. So, for example, the hazardous material drill that's going to be taking place in Toledo next week, the county will be acting as the Emergency Coordination or Operations Center, and our focus will be to support them. They're the ones in charge of their event. The county's not in charge of that, but we are there as a support agency to them. And if they don't have the resources that they need, or if they need additional assistance, so for example, we both know that you're going to be acting as one of the primary public information officers for the event, yes, helping to take the pressure off of them. And so we're able to bring that backfill of support or leadership management to help support their event. And then we are the go-between us here locally and then to our adjacent partners to request those additional resources, and then eventually to the state to request resources or information back and forth from that event.
If you're listening to us, you are listening to Lincoln County Connections. We're talking to Emergency Manager Jenny Damaris, and we'll be back in just a moment, so stay in there.
Hey, this is Captain Ted from Barrelhead.
Hello!
And this is Beefy.
You know what, Beefy? I don't mean to jinx us, but I think that summer might finally have got here.
I think you're right, Captain. And we have lots of stuff to help make your summertime fun. We got planter barrels, water barrels, burn barrels, wheelbarrows, lawn and garden tools, railroad ties, blocks, fencing, decking, and holy shnikes, Captain! Is that popcorn I smell?
Well, you bet it is, Beefy. Just another reason for you to stop on by and let us help you kickstart your summer.
Oh, yeah. Summer's hopping at Lincoln County's oldest locally owned building supply store, Barrelhead Building Supply in South Beach. Summer building materials from local people you know and trust.
Oh, yeah, that's us. We're Barrelhead Building Supply, 3551 Southeast Ferry Slip Road in South Beach. So come on by and we'll help you
get her done.
Is your office supply store like Hall's Office Supply in Lincoln City? Does your office supply store carry art supplies like Hall's? Does your office supply store help you with your copy needs like Hall's? Does your office supply store look up forms and inkjets you need like Hall's Office Supply? One final question, does your office supply store deliver to your home or business anywhere from Pacific City to Glen Eden Beach? Hall's Office Supply of Lincoln City really does it all. That's Hall's.
And we're back with Lincoln County Connections being brought to you throughout the county on KBCH, Lincoln City, KWDP, Walport, or KNPT, Newport. And you should know that these programs are streamed over the Internet. So you can go to either of these radio stations and find links to buttons that will allow you to stream them live over the Internet. Also, these programs are podcasted on each of the station's website. So if you go to Yaquina Bay Communications or search Yaquina Bay Communications in Google, you'll kind of come to a portal which will send you to all the parent and the sister stations here. So that's a resource that's available to you. You can download those programs later. Also, we take advantage of those downloaded or downloadable programs and also load them on the county website and archive them there. So you'll see quite a list of radio programs as well for you to peruse and see if you'd like to listen to programs that have been broadcast on the past. Virginia Damaris, Jenny Damaris here on the radio program. She's the emergency manager. You kind of gave us an overview of what emergency management does, Jenny. And now perhaps we can talk about something else that's been in the news lately. We are kind of in the middle of an exercise that's unfolding. And this is really an exciting one. This may be one of the biggest exercises the county's ever done. Is that possible?
I would agree with that, though we regularly do full-scale exercises. But this one actually had a significant magnitude. We were able to secure a $53,000 grant through the Oregon State Fire Marshal's Office, sponsored mm-hmm. through our Local Emergency Planning Committee, LEPC, which is a hazardous materials-based public safety and community-based committee. And so we had been working on that. We put in for the grant last year, and it was awarded to us the winter of this year. And we have been doing planning efforts with the contractor that we were able to secure to help us with that. To put on a full-scale exercise, especially hazardous material one, that takes a lot of time and energy. It's almost probably about a half-time position for a couple of months just to go through all of that planning process and connect all the dots. So as you said, yep, we're right in the middle of that. We have the full-scale exercise scheduled for the city of Toledo on next the Saturday after next, August 18th. It will be starting at about 9 o'clock in the morning. It'll go for 3 hours, and the agencies that are involved are pretty extensive. We have all the law enforcement agencies, PacWest Ambulance, the local community hospital here, Samaritan Pacific Communities Hospital, county health, and the fire districts that support the city of Toledo, as well as those that provide mutual aid, are going to be there. The American Red Cross, Mid-Columbia Bus is donating a shuttle bus for us to use on that day. Community emergency response members, the CERT team members locally from Toledo, mm-hmm. and then from the other jurisdictions have volunteered their time. Our Auxiliary Communication Services group are going to be there. So what you're really seeing is through this grant, we have been able to include multiple of agencies for a full community response exercise. And then the other part with that comes with training. We've been able to provide hazardous material training to our first responders on the fire and law enforcement and the healthcare side. And then the other piece of this is the whole goal of this grant was to be able to have a full-scale exercise, but try to have all of the disciplines within the county be able to participate. So once we're done with this full-scale exercise, then we're moving to the other areas of the county and doing what we refer to as a tabletop. Mm-hmm. So it's an assumptions-based facilitated discussion where all of those agencies for that geographical area will be present at the table, and they will go through their own hazardous material response scenario. So, for example, the north end of the county, sponsored by North Lincoln Fire and Rescue, they will have an industrial motor vehicle accident stationed in the middle of Lincoln City on Highway 101. And so all of those partners that would need to respond will have that. In South County and Walport, they will have an industrial site, so an actual site somewhere, a physical building, where there will be some sort of a chemical release or spill. Same thing, same partners, and then all of them will focus on that. And then at the Central County, Newport, they will be focusing on a public event where we actually have an individual who intentionally releases a chemical agent to a population of the public, and then they are affected by that. Now, keep in mind, this is all a tabletop scenario. All the information is right there on the viewer and contained in one room. There's no boots on the ground application for a tabletop exercise.
Right. And there are so many of these events that you've just listed. But it's really critical because the first responders really thrive on these opportunities. It's a chance for them to put themselves in the simulation. Yesterday I was at the decon or decontamination exercise where they were literally putting on their suits.
Right.
They had a mannequin. They were walking. They were literally cutting the shirt off this mannequin and walking right through the process as if someone had a chemical agent on their body and they were
right.
dealing with it. And they're, you know, everybody takes this very seriously. It's a real wonderful opportunity, and thank you so much for really pushing this, because early on in the local emergency planning committee, watching you plan for this, and I'm going, oh my gosh,
it's huge.
Jenny is getting very aggressive here. She's
yes.
bringing everybody to the table, but it's all worked out very nicely.
Yes.
And what a tremendous opportunity to keep our first responders and all our agencies agile and ready and thinking about this preparation for when it really does happen.
Well, and the one thing I'd like for the community to know, even though we received a $53,000 grant to help put this on, each of the fire districts and law enforcement agencies and the ambulance and all of these agencies have had to really give something out of their day-to-day operations and their time to be able to do the planning.
Yeah.
They don't get reimbursed for the
yeah.
time that it takes to do the planning. They have a lot to give, and I'm just so appreciative of their patience, of me forcing the issue of let's practice, let's do this drill. Yes, it's big. Yes, it takes a lot of time. But I just go back, one of the fond memories I have very early in the 90s when I got into emergency management and the Sioux City, Iowa plane crash, I had the opportunity to listen to the emergency manager mm-hmm. who planned that exercise 2 years before that real event happened. And everyone said, oh, it will never happen here. Why are we wasting our time and energy planning for this big plane to drop in this small airport? And less than 2 years later,
wow.
that happened. And so what he said was, you have to plan for the worst and practice it, because you don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. And they were so fortunate that they went through that large-scale practice, and that has stuck with me through my entire career, of saying we have to plan for something that we don't expect to happen. It's going to be time and energy today, but it will pay off tomorrow.
If you're listening to the program right now, we are talking to Virginia Damaris. She's the emergency manager. I'm Casey Miller, Lincoln County's public information officer. Stay with us. We'll be back in just a moment.
Painting your home or business is like giving it a fresh coat of paint. There's not a better time of the year than August to brighten every home, every business in North Lincoln County. There's also not a better place to buy paint than Mills East Hardware in Lincoln City. They offer a wide selection of high-quality Royal paint. Royal paint starts at just $23.99 a gallon. No matter if you're painting the family room or the entire house inside and out, buy Royal paint from Mills East Hardware North and South in Lincoln City. Ace really is the place.
Jay with Safe Light Auto Glass.
We know you depend on your vehicle. So when you have auto glass damage, you need it fixed fast. SafeLight has more glass in stock than anyone. So when you schedule a replacement with SafeLight, we'll get you back on your way faster. Plus, our work is backed by the only national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered anywhere.
Just tell your insurance company you want SafeLight or call 1-800-800-2727 or go to SafeLight.com.
SafeLight Repair, SafeLight Replace.
Tick, tick, tick. I'm the Office Depot stopwatch. We save you time. Depot time.
Buddy, I'm going back to school, and I want a fast computer, fast.
Office Depot has super fast laptops and tablets at low prices every day. Now, all PCs on sale. Save $110 on a 17-inch Toshiba laptop. Just $469.99.
Seriously?
I'm a stopwatch. Who's got time to fool around?
School time
is Depot time. Ends 8-11 Eastern. Office Depot.
Welcome back to Lincoln County Connections. We are coming to you on KBCH, KNPT, and KWTT across the county. If you're listening to us, thanks for joining us. We're talking to Virginia Damaris, or Jenny Damaris. I know I keep using those interchangeably. I'm sorry, Jenny. I'm Casey Miller, Lincoln County's public information officer, Lincoln County Connections, a new program here on Yaquinta Bay Communications, talking about Lincoln County government and the activities related to your government. And talking about emergency management, Jenny, readiness fairs are something that you've really been behind and pushing hard and bringing preparation to the community. Can you talk about the genesis for the readiness fairs and what they involve?
Sure. Well, we were able to do the first time the emergency readiness fairs last spring, and that was in conjunction with Oregon Emergency Management and their Tsunami Roadshow. And that had really been the first time that that had been done here in Lincoln County, where we took the exact same information and, pardon me, replicated it in five different locations in the county. And it was very well received. I think we need to do more marketing, which is what we're doing here today. And then we're redoing those emergency readiness fairs, but we're going to kick it up a notch. We listened to the people that attended. We got information of what they would like to see more. We're going to bring in more vendors so you have more things to look at for your readiness at home or things you might be able to put together yourself. And then what we're going to try and do is like mini presentations. So we'll have a half-hour presentation on how to shut off your utilities at home, how to do your own water purification, security or fire prevention in your home, how do you shelter in place, such as what the drill is talking about in Toledo next week. So we're going to have those half-hour increments that will be presented to you, as well as all of the booths of information. The American Red Cross will be there, your CERT groups will be there, communications will be there, the vendors will be there. Public health will be there, emergency management, the local fire or law enforcement agency supporting that area will be there in representation. And I'm very excited because hopefully we'll actually have eight different locations in the county between the months of September and October of this year. September is National Preparedness Month, and October 18th, I'm going to keep emphasizing this, is the Oregon Great Shakeout. So your earthquake preparedness on October 18th at 10:18 in the morning. We want everyone to drop, cover, and hold and go through their immediate earthquake response procedures.
These fairs, by bringing them and reaching out to every aspect of the community, is really such a thing that it's not going to stop. I know you, and it is so important that we're not going to stop. It's just going to be something that happens year in year.
Yes. Well, and it is a lot of work to bring all those materials and all those resources and all those agencies together, but it is so beneficial for those communities because we continue to see every day that there's another target audience that we haven't reached yet. Mm-hmm. There's another group of people. We just have to define our marketing to find those individuals and pull them through and get them to an emergency readiness fair. If they haven't done any planning at home, this is a great place to start learning. What should I do at home to prepare myself, a to-go kit for my car, for my kids or other family members that I take care of, or my pets that I'm responsible for? That's where you'll have, pardon me, that one-stop shopping of information for you.
And everybody's very approachable. They're passionate about what they do, and you're going to get those kinds of tips that you need. We've worked on our 72-hour kits, and it's really a process that I think you just need to dive into. We dived into it, what I would call the first stage of creating those kits, and they're too bulky, too heavy, but you've just got to start somewhere and start throwing things in. Go to ready.gov, print up your lists, and just make an effort to do it, because as we learned with our distant tsunami, I mean, it can happen.
Well, and just as you pointed out, so many people build these kits, but they don't ever practice their route. How far do you think you are really going to have to walk with that 50-pound backpack? You're not going to get very far. And you need to think about it in stages. If you live in the tsunami inundation zone, you need a quick-to-go kit. But if you live somewhere else and you can still shelter in place in your home, your kit might be a little bit different. If you're going on a long vacation versus just driving back and forth between Waldport and Newport on your commute route, you have to really think about what is the intent of the items that I'm collecting to use in an emergency situation. Where do I expect to find myself, and how long do I expect to be there?
It's a lot of variations on your bug out kit. I mean,
yes.
And you might have more than one.
Yeah, you could. And depending, the one that you have in your car might be a backpack, but the one inside your closet of your front house might be one of those older luggage suitcases with wheels on it, so you can try and get it to go farther, not have to carry the weight.
Yeah. So preparation is key, emergency readiness fairs. And if you're listening to us, please be reminded that at the county's website, you can get to emergency management a number of ways. Of course, you can Google Lincoln County, Oregon. You're going to find links to the county's website. You can also go to LincolnCountySheriff.net and find links to emergency management there. Either way, we've got icons. We've got lots of different information there. And one of the icons you will see, and I'll say this, you know, as we're getting close to closing the program here, Jenny, is icons for Everbridge, emergency notification system. It's something that we'll probably never stop emphasizing as well.
Right. So the Everbridge program is our mass notification program that individuals in our community, businesses or individuals, should sign up to create their own profile, especially if you don't have a landline number, the old-fashioned telephone in your house, and you only have a cell phone. You should go to our county website, look for the icon that says Citizen Alert, sign up for that, and you'll create your own profile. Then if something happens in that neighborhood or the address locations that you've provided in your profile, you'll receive those community alert messages that are directly related to those physical addresses.
And really, the process is not that difficult. I know signing up online sometimes can be a little intimidating, but if you get involved in the process, start filling out the information, it really does go by pretty quickly, and of course, we're always willing to help folks if they're having trouble.
Right, and also, too, go to your local library. If you don't have a computer at home or internet, they have internet and computers available for you.
And should we clarify for those listening, that we want them to do this system, and 911 also is, that resource, but we're migrating into this Everbridge system.
Yes, we are. And as you pointed out, the 911 database is built into our Everbridge system, but there is an increasing population that does not have a landline number, and they only have a cell phone number. And we're not able to extract that information of who has cell phones and where do they live like you can with a landline number. That's why it's so important to create that profile so we can have a way to reach you.
Well, I think with just a few minutes left, any final thoughts, Jenny?
Well, what I would say is I'm very excited and looking forward to the Toledo exercise on Saturday the 18th. So if you're in that area, be mindful of what will be taking place. Think about the emergency readiness fairs. We're going to be doing a large marketing campaign this year to reach the individuals to let them know. A couple of dates coming up very quickly is going to be at the north end of the county, North Lincoln Fire, which is sponsored by Northwest Natural Gas on September 8th. September 22nd, we'll be down in the city of Waldport area in South County. And September 29th, we will be back up in Newport at the Armory. Times are still tentative at this point.